KBBS, good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me this morning is Lou Conroy with the Forest Service. Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
Doing well.
Appreciate you taking the time here today. And we're going to talk about a few different things. But the first thing on the list here is the Buffalo Municipal Watershed Project. What can you do? What can you update us on that?
Yeah, as you remember, last month, John Warder, the Bighorn National Forest Fire Management Officer, and I were on Community Speaks, and he spoke in detail about the Buffalo Municipal Watershed Project, vegetation project to help reduce hazardous fields and reduce sedimentation into the watershed. So, and we're also doing some work to enhance aspen and wildlife habitat. We're set to have the draft decision notice and the finding of no significant impact out for public review, a 45-day objection period starting the first week of July. So look for that. And if you have any information you need to talk to John Warder or myself. So.
Okay. And the next thing is fire, as we're about to roll into fire season around here. You know, we were just talking before we went on the air that in our immediate area here, it's the fire danger is rather low, but in other parts of the states, not so much. And down south, there's actually a pretty good fire burning right now.
You're absolutely right, Brady. That's correct. In fact, our Black Tooth Fire Module here on the district, they completed their readiness assessment review on Friday, May 25th, and the following Tuesday after Memorial Day, they were called down to the San Juan National Forest for a two-week assignment. So they'll be coming back later this week for a little bit of R&R, and I wouldn't be surprised if they get called on another assignment right away. So.
Well, yeah, it sounded like the fire that was burning down near the Colorado border, right after it got going pretty good, you know, they had some windy days and temperatures, you know, 70 plus, and those are always recipes for the fire to spread.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, again, that's where the fire module was down in southern Colorado. So, yeah, and well, I'm looking forward to seeing those guys at the end of the week and talking to them because, as everybody knows here, I'm on a temporary assignment, so I got to participate in their readiness review, and I was hoping I get to see them one last time before my time is complete here. So
readiness review, is that just kind of going through the process, making sure they know what they need to do when they get called upon?
That's exactly right. You know, there's several folks that, you know, basically grill them with questions and making sure they're ready and they have all their equipment and all their safety gear, and they're ready to go on assignment and do what they need to do. It's an inherently dangerous job, and those men and women are heroes, and they definitely know what they're doing. So.
Yeah, and they need to know what they're doing, because once you get in the situation, you don't have time to, you know, ask too many questions about what do I do next.
Yeah, that's correct. So.
And then seasonal employees orientation.
Yeah, so the Memorial Day week, we had approximately about 13 seasonal employees start the summer season here. We're able to provide some opportunities for them. So Tuesday, May 29th, we had orientation, kind of everything that they needed to do administratively to have their paperwork filled out. Later in the week, we had what we called a safety rodeo, how to change a tire, how to back a trailer, how to you know, check the oil, everything, maintenance of the vehicle, and there's also ATV training and first aid and CPR. So
okay,
something that we do annually. So.
And what are some of the seasonal jobs that you guys hire on for?
Well, the Black Tooth Fire Module has seasonals on their crew. There's three wilderness rangers that will patrol the wilderness starting next month in July, and there are several off-road highway vehicle rangers that their job is to go around and make sure people have their permits and with ATVs and UTVs. And then we also have a few range seasonals as well that help with the range shop, with livestock and fence fixing, and working with the permittees as well. So,
And one of the things he mentioned was making sure people have their permits if they're up riding the trails. And that's something some people may not know, that if you go up and ride the trails up on the mountain, you actually have to have, is it called an ORV sticker?
That's correct. And you can pick those up at the ranger office on 4th Street here. So
you can't just go up there and ride with no sticker or you get ticketed, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, that's so, you know, stop at the office there and we'll be able to give you all the information you need, maps, and set you up so you're ready to go. So
you have maps of the trails, and maybe does it tell you the different difficulties of the trails as well?
Yes, they do. Yeah, we have. Excellent. Well, they're Katie McLean, that works at the front desk there, she'll be able to set you up with whatever you need. She's very, very knowledgeable about the area. So
very cool. And the range, what can you tell us about this?
Well, there's approximately 20 allotments on the district, and livestock will be scheduled to come on the forest, turned out on the forest the week of July 1st. Most of them are hauled in by horse, trailer, and truck, but you may see a few permittees trailing their cattle along the highway, so just be on the lookout for that. But if you notice that, that's what's going on the forest. And I think a lot of folks around here realize that, but that's just an update. So the week of July 1st, be looking for livestock on the forest.
You know, and the first time I saw a cattle drive down the highway, I was a little surprised by it, having, you know, been from east of here. I've never seen anything like that, especially on a highway. But they do have signage, you know, and they kind of let you know well ahead of time what you're going to come up on, because at least the couple times I've seen it there on 16, as they've got, you know, a couple of hundred cattle, it seems like, down the road, they usually have signage well ahead of time to let you know to slow down and take your time.
Yeah, that's correct. And depending on how far the permittee has to go to their allotment, sometimes it's just easier to trail them that way rather than haul them, do multiple trips with the trailer. So,
absolutely. And then recreation.
Yeah, lots going on with recreation these days. With the, you know, we've been getting a lot of moisture lately, so the road conditions have been declining, improving, and then declining again. So folks may have noticed that sometimes we've opened the gates and then a week later we close it. And the reason for that is there's a few, you know, one, the High Park Road, for instance, has a spring coming up in the middle of the road. So the gate from the highway there is open to get up to the chapel. However, we did put two road closed barriers in front of the muddy spot where the spring is coming up in the road. So be aware of that. A few folks have been stuck in there and buried up to their axles in their trucks. So it's not a good spot. As soon as we can get to it, we will have that repaired. We're kind of waiting for things to dry out a little bit. We're monitoring those road conditions daily. The Battle Park Road, the culvert washed out on that. Later this week, if not earlier, our road and construction crew will be repairing that culvert, so that road should be passable by the end of the week. And the road crew has been very busy. We got this list, this ever-growing list of roads that are needed for repair. So, and I want to thank the public has been very vociferous on letting us know what roads are
fix this road
what roads need to be repaired. So I appreciate that, and we will add them to list and we'll get to them as soon as we can. And so just stay patient with us, and those closures are only temporary, and they're only done to protect the public safety and resource conditions as well, or prevent resource damage.
Road work never ends, right?
That's correct.
There's never a finish to road work. It's just, you just keep going.
Right. And if you can imagine, that's just here on the Powder River Ranger District. The road, you know, there's the Tongue Ranger District and the Medwill Ranger District who are having the same issues, and we got one road crew to cover the whole forest. So they're stretched pretty thin, but they're doing a great job, and they're staying busy. That's for sure.
Keeping busy, yeah. Absolutely. Talking with Lou Conroy with the Forest Service about a handful of items here this morning. Lou, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you, Brady. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on 4th Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And keep it tuned, KBBS.